So what skill do you consider to be a great way to enhance your listening skills that we have?
This is a bias I have, and different people like different things. I love labels. I have since I very first started. When I started, even as a hostage negotiator, labels were so much fun for me, and I used them in work in criminal intelligence and organized crime in talking to sources, because they allow people to open up to you. And most of our skills, they're not what to say, they're how to listen. And labels for me was a great one, but I got to admit, probably the one that helped me the most was dynamic silence, because I was really good at labels. I was really good at a lot of things, but dynamic silence, not so much. And when I started consciously putting dynamic silence into my conversations, I learned so much more, because it gave people permission to talk. And my mindset at the time was, you need to shut up. And that turns off all your multitasking, all your other stuff when you're putting that intentional void in your conversation.
Yeah, it helps you get more focused when you do that. For me, it was summaries. I realized that I made a game out of summaries. I would try to remember everything that the person said. So it required me to have to pay attention just that much more. And then some of the things I would intentionally leave out to see if they were important to them. And if they said, yeah, you forgot this, then okay. Or if they didn't act on it, later on, I circle back around to see if it still had any importance, or how much of it did I get right. You know, we used to do that little game when we did the live events where, you know, we used to have the deal that happened in the Philippines with Chris. And then we'd have the teams summarize everything that was said. And it was so amazing how much stuff people left out in the summary that it made me realize, for me to get better at listening, summaries was going to be the thing that would help me, because it forced me to have to pay attention to everything that you were saying. And I found myself even looking at you more, dialing in more, just focusing and trying to listen with my ears and my eyes and just focus in a lot more. And then I started realizing that, man, it's helping me get better. And people start to feel heard and understood, and you get a lot more that's rights.
That's a really good idea. I'm going to start using that, because that is, with a summary, you can't, like a mirror, you only have to listen for the last 1 to 3 words. You know, if you're caught out with a summary, you've got to be dialed in. You've got to know what the other side was saying.
And that's what started happening to me. And then I started making it a game, and I realized I was getting better.
Good for you. Good for you. So what else causes people not to listen well?
What, like we said, not paying, you know, not being focused on the conversation. You have other things going on in your world, so you're not paying attention. You think that you have the answer, so you just want the person to shut up so you can hurry up and tell them. Because time is sometimes something that people don't value as much. And they're like, well, you know, I wish they would just hurry up and get to the point. And so they're dialed out. And I say that made me think about a conversation I had with an assertive that had reached out to me in an email. And she was complaining about how people take so long to say what they have to say. And I asked her, you know, what is it about that makes you upset? She says, well, because they could get it done in 3 or 4 words. And then she realized that she didn't really care about the fact that it was taking them that long. It was just the fact that it was cutting in on her time to be able to talk. Yeah. I said, you want to talk so badly that you start looking and getting frustrated with the other side, even though they may be saying something of importance. You want to get your point out so quickly and so badly that you dial them out, and you think a 10-second monologue from somebody or 15-second monologue is like an hour. and it frustrates you. And then once you start getting frustrated, you're listening even less. And as soon as they get finished or they start to take a breath, you want to jump.
That is so funny, because that's one of the basics that we teach, is people listen to rebut. You listen to the other side to hear something that you can argue with or support. And the rest of the time you're waiting for that chance to do exactly that.
And I realize, and it's funny, when you're dealing with the analyst, you know, they want that quiet. So it gives them time to think. Mm-hmm. The accommodator, you know, we get nervous because we think we may have offended somebody. And so we want to keep the conversation going, and we want to steer the ship right. And so if we did offend you, that we get you back on our side, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how once you start using these skills and you realize that you start looking at the different personality types that you're having a conversation with, and you recognize what's important to them, how much easier the conversation will flow.